Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, welcome to Above Deck, a Below Deck Breakdown podcast. I'm Sarah Goldman, a photographer living in Charleston, South Carolina. And with me is my college roommate and co-host, Kelly.
Hi, I'm Kelly Busby, a former radio host and current volleyball mom, coming to you from my home studio in Columbus. Together, we hosted the Socks with Sandals radio show on WFAL in Bowling Green, Ohio. And we are back again this week to discuss Below Deck and our love of all things Bravo.
Today, we will be discussing Below Deck OG Season 11, Episode 1, New Cap. New rules.
Here's your recap. We have a brand new crew, a brand new location, a new captain. Sarah, let's just jump into it. What did
let's
you think?
Just jump on in.
Yeah.
I loved it. It always feels like the first day of school when we have a new show starting, new people. And yeah. I feel like I have to assign all of the people like different things so I can remember who they are. Like
yes.
Kyle, the Scotsman, you know,
yes.
So-and-so, whatever. Okay. So we're in Grenada. It looks lovely. Waterfalls.
Rainforest. Is this in the Caribbean?
Yeah, it's in the Caribbean.
Okay.
Apparently there are monkeys there. I didn't realize how mountainous it was. It looks stunning.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go over the crew so we kind of have everyone in our head of who we have. Okay,
okay.
We have Captain Carey.
Okay.
From Below Deck Adventure, who we
know. We love Captain Carey.
We have Chef Anthony. He's French.
Oui, oui.
Fraser returns as Chief Stew.
Who we find out also speaks French, which
I know,
is great.
So sexy. These are the stews. We have Barbie from Argentina, who brought her own sheets. We have Zandy, who claims to be a witch and a vampire.
Okay.
And Kat from California.
Okay.
The bosun is public school Jared. That's all I really remember about him. He's from Connecticut. But to me, he doesn't sound like he's from Connecticut.
No, but and yet he does. Like,
okay.
I feel like he should have a popped collar and like some deck shoes on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah.
He does look like he's gotten too much sun in general.
Yes.
Okay, so we have the deckhands. We have Ben Willoughby, who's back. He's the lead deckhand this season.
And he also called himself the Stew Slayer.
Oh, that's a little cringy. Ooh, okay. We have Sunny, a deckhand. She's from Canada.
Great.
French-speaking Canada. And we have Kyle from Scotland.
And he apparently loves to be naked.
Apparently right so. It's going to be an interesting season.
Yes.
So the episode begins. Fraser arrives and he and Carey have a little chat. Fraser said last year, you know, he really tried to be friends with the Stews last year and that didn't really work out so well. And
yeah.
So this year he's going to try a completely different approach.
Let's go, Fraser. You can do it.
Yes. So how do you feel about the new teal shirt color? Fraser called them grotesque.
I mean, I like the color. At least it's not that weird peachy orange color on Parsifal. I mean,
that's
I didn't really
true.
Like that. But
I did notice that they had maybe a new a new yacht company because they like really focused in on the like logo or whatever.
Yeah.
It did kind of look like very breathable and maybe that like quick dry fabric. That seems like a good thing. I like the teal.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it too. I don't know if I would call it grotesque though. I mean, he looks very nice in that color.
Yeah.
But maybe I know he's not, he's very monochromatic and very like neutral in his colors. So I don't know. But we get a lot of really good under the breath comments from him this so far. And so I'm not going to say any because I noticed you started something. So
yeah, I would like to do a whole segment on this. So
absolutely.
I put them at the end. Okay. Oh, I see your notes. I didn't even see that second
one. No, it's okay.
Okay. So the bosun arrives. He built houses in Connecticut. That's kind of what we know.
And as far as we know, he is used to being the captain on much smaller boats. So this could be very interesting for many different reasons.
Yes. And then Anthony, the French chef, arrives.
And he does not cook French cuisine, Sarah. He cooks Anthony cuisine.
Yes. He's an artiste.
Artiste.
So next, Ben arrives. He's been working as a bosun on other boats. So he feels like this is a step down, going to lead deckhand.
Oh, dear.
Go wrong. Barbie arrives, followed by Zandy and Sunny.
Barbie and her fancy purses, like she's setting them up on the bunk ahead of her. Like they're on display in her room. And you're on a yacht, honey. You're going to be sweaty. You're going to be gross. I mean, you will get to go out every couple days, but
yeah.
Just seems like valuable packing space.
I'm finding her very interesting though so far.
Yeah.
Like that she's kind of comes from a privileged life and she's like, she knows good service because she's experienced good service. This is going to be interesting. It's kind of a different background than we're used to seeing on
this
show. So Jared tells Ben he's got some cobwebs to dust off because of the smaller boat situation. And it's been 10 years since he's been on a big boat like this. That's a long time.
I can't imagine that the technology is the same or the functionality. I mean, I'm sure the functionality is the same, but there's got to be a lot of
changes. Out of practice, too.
Yeah.
So Kyle the Scotsman arrives. I like that they played some Scottish music for his arrival.
The producers stepped up their game with this episode.
They did. There was some really nice, like, fancy camera work and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So Jared shows the deckhands around, and then Fraser takes the stews around. So Captain Carey has an all-crew meeting, and he tells the crew, if you're having a bad day, you know, just let me know. But don't mistake my calmness for weakness. And he says, I will turn on a heartbeat. And do you remember on Adventure last year, he got really mad about something and it was kind of scary.
Yeah.
And I believe him when he says he'll turn in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. I do not want to see that from him again. But from the previews we've seen, I think we will.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
So Fraser tells the stews he's not going to give out stripes until after the first charter. And he wants to see kind of how everyone does, you know.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. So Jared is stumbling around, kind of showing the deckhands the anchor. And I was thinking, shouldn't Ben be showing people because he's already worked on this boat?
Yeah, this was, I felt like this was kind of awkward.
Yeah.
And Ben was trying to be like a good lead by just letting, like holding back as much as he could. But
yeah,
how awkward, I mean, like thinking, I've been on this boat an extra hour than you have. Let me show you how this kind of works.
I know.
And then Ben's like.
Exactly. So Sunny is from Quebec. She speaks a combination of French and English together.
I would have never have known.
Yeah. This is going to be fun. So Kyle says he's done a lot of stupid stuff. He once got his ass cheek branded by a coat hanger.
Ah, yes. And almost lost that butt cheek, according to him. So,
apparently. Yeah.
But you know what? As I'm thinking about him and his craziness, all I could think of was the Scotsman song that we used to hear all the time on WNCI here in Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wonder if we'll get to find out if he's won first prize.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm pretty sure we've talked about this at least one other time.
I think so, too. I feel like we've talked about
getting deja vu.
Yeah.
Anyway, look up. I don't know what that song's called. Just the
Scotsman. I think it's called The Scotsman.
Yeah. So look that up. It's funny. Okay, so Ben shares what happened with him and Camille. Didn't we already kind of know this? Like, I didn't feel like it was any big reveal.
Well, we talked to him.
Yeah, so maybe I'm forgetting that we have some inside information. Anyway, so this is what happened. So they met up in the Dominican Republic for a week, and he said, long story short, she cheated on him, and he's not keen on jumping into a relationship this season. But as we know, Ben is a hopeless romantic, and that's not going to last.
Oh, my sides were splitting when he said that. I was like, okay,
yeah,
sure.
Okay, Ben. So the preference sheet meeting. We have newlyweds Rebecca and Brian from Texas and their friends. They want a multi-course dinner one night, the first night. And then night two, they want an 80s Miami dance party for somebody's birthday.
Does that mean it's like Miami Vice style? Are there going to be a lot of white jackets and like rolled up sleeves? But then is there going to be white powder everywhere? Like, 80s Miami is very specific other than the two
sunglasses,
things I just said.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Maybe this some. This pixie. Is a good group, but they'll have a good time.
Yeah, maybe some pixie stick. So the other things they want to do, go kayaking in the mangroves and have a beach day.
Have you ever done that with the mangroves?
I have been in the mangroves. It's basically like a nursery area for juvenile fish. So mangroves, there's like three different kinds, but their roots like grow up out of the water. And so it creates like this habitat for all the little fish.
Oh, fun. So it's like a natural nursery.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So it's really pretty. It's really pretty. So that'll be neat to see that. Zandi says she loves doing cabins, and Fraser says the best part of doing cabins is looking through everybody's stuff.
And another reason why we won't have the Stews unpack our suitcases.
Yeah. So after a long day of cleaning, the crew is having dinner, and Captain Carey shares a little bit about his personal life. And he went through a bad divorce, but now he gets to spend a lot of time with his kids. And Jared shares that he has a kid in Alaska, and he only gets to talk to her twice a week on a video call.
That would be hard to go through. I just wonder how it's going to go while he's on charter.
I know. This is going to be tough.
Yeah.
So the next day, Fraser has made the schedule for the Stews based on how they worked the day before, and he's feeling very good about his team.
Yeah. I am too, but I am a little wary of Barbie.
Are you? Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah. This is going to be interesting. So the chef is used to being able to just stay in the kitchen and cook, but he's got to like run down the stairs, go to that walk-in fridge. Now, remember, this was Rachel's big complaint about this boat last year.
Oh, yeah.
Was how far you had to walk to go get stuff. That would be so annoying.
Such a pain in the butt.
Yeah. This is not good.
So why is it so ridiculous? Like, if there's nothing efficient about it, and I just feel like boat makers and designers need to take note. This is not smart.
Yeah. I don't know how normal this is. I feel like usually, even on the boats I worked on, the walk-in freezer was like, it might have been like 20 steps down the hallway to,
see, that's,
you know,
not
it wasn't
bad.
Yeah. But like all these multiple levels, that would be really annoying.
Yeah.
So, okay. So Captain Carey does a walk around with the bosun and with Fraser, and this is a good idea. We haven't seen this before. I don't think so. If the other captains do it, we haven't seen it.
Yeah.
And maybe it's something he just does the first time with a new crew, which is seems very smart.
It sets the expectations right out of the gate. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. So the crew is changing into their whites, and Kyle the Scotsman says, spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch. That's all we need.
Yes.
I haven't heard this
before. Do that too every day when I go to leave.
So the guests arrive.
So the audio of them walking down the dock is so funny because they're like, this is like a Monistat commercial because they're all so sweaty and are my armpits glistening? And I just, you know, we don't get to hear them mic'd up very often coming down the dock. Fun. So that was fun.
So Captain Carey says Grenada is a tricky place for yachting because of the wind and the reefs.
No kidding. It was so windy.
Yes.
Even when they got off the dock, it was crazy windy.
Yeah. So Carrie takes the boat off the dock, and Jared is a little confused about converting feet to meters. You know, he's supposed to be calling the distances. Yeah. And it seems to me he should just know meters. You shouldn't have to be like converting and doing math on the fly. Like, you should just know meters, right? Yeah. It's like 3.3 feet to a meter. It's similar to a yard. It's pretty close. Like,
you can't just roll with that. Like, I even know that. And I'm horrible at that kind of stuff.
I think I could call meter distances without like any practice. So, in general, Jared looks so nervous running around this boat. Like, he was making me nervous.
I was super nervous too. I also feel like the distances he's calling are not quite second nature to him. Like, he's second guessing himself.
He's like three, well, two and a half. I don't know. Yeah, like Captain Carrie can't see anything. Like, he has no idea what's going on over there. So they get to their anchoring spot, and Carrie tells Ben he wants one shot out, but Jared is the one that drops the anchor, and he puts out two and a half. And Ben said he was going to do the anchor, but then Jared insisted on doing it, and then, you know, he didn't tell him anyway. So there's like a little conflict already going on between Ben and Jared, but it does sound like they resolved it pretty quickly.
And so this power struggle begins.
Yeah.
So I was noticing in this episode so far, the B-roll is really great because it's not just, I mean, beautiful photos and video of Grenada and the boat and everything, but the camera view of the bar, of the bottles, of the service. I was like, this is very Vanderpump Rules. And then, you know, which we need to re-record something brighter now that they've got a new intro. But anyway.
I think so too.
But the shots, the camera shots of the food is something new. And it's very Top Chef because it's like, this is beef carpaccio. And it's, you know, I just thought it was neat.
Maybe whoever's doing the camera work this season, like, worked on one of those shows. Maybe.
Cheers to that.
Yeah. So that's cool. I like that. Yeah. So, it's lunchtime. This is the first impression for the chef, both for Captain Carrie and for the guests.
Yeah.
He does Asian fusion, and I'm already impressed. It's beautiful. Fraser's impressed too, but taking a look at the galley, it's just like a bomb went off in there.
Sarah. Oh my gosh.
It was really messy.
Oh, I mean, there was every single pan was dirty.
Yeah. But there. Also, who cares? Like, as long as the food is good, I'm good with that.
Absolutely. But holy moly, that was craziness.
I've always thought they needed a helper. Like,
oh yeah, they need a sous chef.
They always need a sous chef. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Someone that can be cleaning while they're cooking anyway.
Yeah.
So Fraser says he's getting a lot of sexual energy from these guests.
Yes.
And
yes, it's gross.
Yeah, big time. It is gross. It kind of got a little old. I'm like, how old are these people?
So if they say mid 40s, I'm gonna scream.
Yes. So after lunch, it's swim time. They have a great time jumping off the side of the boat. Barbie says that Kat is a slow worker, and Kat is feeling like she's pulled in a lot of different directions.
Yeah.
It's very common of, you know, stews that are lower on the totem pole feeling like this. And she goes on a break and she just starts crying. Fraser sees her and goes to check on her, and she's just feeling overwhelmed. And I thought that was kind of weird. She said, I'm worried that you're not noticing like the work that I'm doing, you know, that it's going unnoticed. He's like, no. Yeah. She seems very sweet, but she may not make it on this show.
Yeah. And at the same time, Barbie needs to leave her be.
Yeah.
Like, she has a task that she needs to do, but she's just being pulled every which way. And being a yes person.
Yeah.
Like Kat is, will drain the life out of you. Mm-hmm. Especially once people realize that.
Yeah.
It's hard.
So there's some flirtation already happening between Sunny and Ben. Out on
and
deck.
So it begins again.
So Zandi shares that she has terrible anxiety, and crystals and sage are the only things that have worked for her.
She's a strong woman to sign up to be a part of this show. I just wonder if she knows what she's getting into.
She has to. Ugh. So Ben wants Jared to like really step it up and lean on him for support. And Ben tells Kyle that he feels dumber when he's around Jared.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
Ben. That's great. This is just starting off.
This is the gangbusters. Okay, it's time for dinner. Anthony is running behind. The guests are at the table. Dinner is 45 minutes late.
I was watching the clock too, because they had that big old digital clock.
Yeah.
Like the first one went out at 7 something. Mm-hmm. And then it was 10:30, and I'm like, holy moly, ugh, no way.
No.
They could have taken a much needed nap.
For sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would have a hard time just sitting there. I would have to go like lay down on like some cushions, be like, call me when the next course is here. So the second course comes out 1 hour, 22 minutes after the first course.
That's ridiculous.
The primary quietly tells Fraser, although the food is great, could we speed it up a bit?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I thought it was nice that she didn't make a big scene, though.
Yeah.
Which we've seen that kind of thing before.
Yes.
So, meanwhile, Captain Carey's pacing up on the bridge. He's trying not to micromanage, you know, right off the bat.
Yeah.
I'm sure he knows it would not be helpful for him to go down to the galley and be like, come on, you know, come on.
Right.
The chef is slow. The bosun has made some mistakes. The guests are getting antsy. And this is where the episode leaves off.
Dun, dun, dun. This is going to be good.
Okay. So I want to have a segment of Fraser quotes.
Okay.
But I was trying to think of like some alliteration. All I really came up with was feedback with Fraser. I don't know if that works. So if you can think of anything.
Yeah.
Or think about you guys, listeners, if you can think of anything, what should we call this Fraser segment? Okay. So Kelly, which of these Fraser quotes was your favorite this week?
Okay.
Mommy's still here for her babies, but don't bite the tit that feeds you. Number two, who else is coming to destroy my life? And number three, my family is a descendant of homosexual peasants.
I don't know. They're all so good.
They're so good.
Do I have to pick one? Can I pick them all?
Sure.
Okay. They were all my favorite. It was a good way to start the episode.
Sounds good.
Let's take a break and we'll be back with Hot Tub Combo.
G'day, this is Captain Carey from Below Deck. Stop what you're doing, kick back and relax, because you're in for a treat. Sarah and Kelly are about to have a yarn on the one and only Above Deck podcast. Have a beauty.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Around the new year, many of us are thinking about resolutions and striving to be the best version of ourselves. Kelly, you and I have big plans for 2024. Therapy can help us define exactly what it is that we want and help us to actually accomplish those goals.
BetterHelp makes starting therapy easier and less intimidating for a lot of people. It lets you have therapy sessions as a phone call, video chat, or even messaging, whatever is most comfortable for you. Click the link in our description. It's betterhelp.com/abovedeck. That's betterhelp.com/abovedeck. Clicking that link helps support this podcast, but it also gets you 10% off your first month of BetterHelp.
You'll be matched with a therapist in most cases within 48 hours. If you feel like your therapist isn't a great fit for any reason, no worries. You can switch therapists with just the click of a button at no additional cost.
Join the over 4 million people who have used BetterHelp to start living a healthier, happier life. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/abovedeck. Thank you again, BetterHelp, for supporting this podcast.
It's time for Hot Tub Convo, where we discuss what's happening with our favorite Below Deck cast members.
So, Sarah, an article came out on E! News last week saying Fraser might be dating a charter guest from season 11. And we're in season 11 right now. So this is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Fraser told them that he did end up getting with a guest, and it was quite exciting. He also told them he is currently off the market. So E! News thinks that there's a good chance that he's still with this charter guest. The same article has been quoted as saying he was friends with Fraser's boyfriend before they started dating. And they are such a great match for each other.
Aww. Okay. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if this is the same boyfriend or not.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And if they were together at BravoCon.
Yes, they were. I wish I'd look a little more closely at this fella.
Hmm.
So It'll be interesting to see. So a listener, Angel L, sent us this message. Not sure if you watched Southern Hospitality, but they were in Miami and rented a yacht on the most recent episode. Katie Glazer from Below Deck and Oriana from Below Deck Adventure were their stews.
Oh.
So that's cool. I don't really watch Southern Hospitality, but I will watch this episode because, of course, I want to see some Below Deck people.
Absolutely.
So that's exciting. Fun. I know they're good buddies. They're all over each other's Instagram all the time, like going out and doing stuff.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
So Fraser and Captain Carey will be at a premiere party in New York City for the first episode on Monday. And by the time you hear this, it will have already happened. So we are recording this episode from the future.
Yes, we're coming to you from the future.
Yeah.
No, this would be cool. I wish we could jump on a plane and get to New York for Monday.
Someday,
night.
Girl.
That would be so fun.
Someday.
Yeah. So, Kelly, you started watching The Traitors.
I did.
Murder.
I have so many questions.
Okay, tell me, what do you think and what episode you're on?
Okay, so I'm on season two. I finished episode two.
Episode two. Okay.
So I think I'm caught up.
No, but I think you have like three more episodes.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, well, I'm on episode two. So, okay. But the first couple episodes, I kept thinking, this is like road rules for our generation. Yeah. And for reality TV.
Okay.
Especially because CT is on it.
I did not remember him from, was he on Road Rules or Real World?
He was on Real World.
Okay.
And then he ended up going on when they started doing the challenges where it was like Real World versus Road Rules. They really needed to work on that.
I think there's several people that started in Real World and went to
Johnny Bananas
things.
And Trishelle. So anyway, it was interesting to see CT. I just could not get over it. I love the fact that the former speaker of the British Parliament is a contestant.
I know, it's so random.
Because I love that guy. He is absolutely like the most charismatic person. And he's just, yeah, I love him. Anyway, so
he has a big moment like in the fourth or whatever episode just aired. He has a big moment at the round table. Just something to look forward to.
Okay. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
I love the music.
All the music.
It's very good and very very mysterious and very fun. Alan Cummings. I love his little, first of all, his outfits are amazing.
Yeah.
But the little setups they have for him and his dog, is it Lola? Lily?
His dog?
Yeah.
Why do I not remember him having a dog?
The little black dog. So
this is not ringing a bell at all.
Oh gosh, I'm only in the second. Maybe the dog doesn't make it. Maybe the dog gets taken out. That would be horrible.
I don't know why, but I'm not remembering this at
all. Okay, I'll find a screenshot. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
So, but I love like the little setups they have and like while all the missions are happening.
Yeah.
And it's like a real nice chair and he's got like a picnic basket and it's, you know, he has his,
he's just like
binoculars.
10 minutes left.
Yeah. But just the fact the traitors, like everything has the traitors to it.
Yeah.
I just let, well, so I did write down that Larsa
from Miami
says she has strong ears.
Yes.
And could tell that Parvati.
It took me a long time to say her name right.
Parvati.
It was like too many R's or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Parvati.
I thought it was interesting that Larsa thought that she was the traitor because she had strong ears. So,
yeah. Let me ask you this. How many traitors are there right now? Like where you
three.
Just watched? Okay. So
three.
She's been recruited. Okay.
Yes. Okay. What I also like is Fergus. I would like to meet him.
Fergus.
He's the guy that
the groundskeeper.
And then I want to know more about this Bergie guy.
Yeah, he's about to have a big moment in one of the challenges.
Okay. So that'll be good.
Yeah.
And I also enjoy them all drinking like what looks like bottles of booze, but it's really just little bottles of wine. It's like they don't want to dirty any dishes because they'll have to wash them.
I did not notice that.
Because I kept thinking like, what is he drinking? It's like a bottle of red. Just
interesting.
But no, like I'm hooked. And
yay!
I am so very much looking forward to watching more episodes, and I will try to get caught up by the next time we record, but I'll definitely watch a couple more. So
I'm very excited. Yeah. I want to say there's at least four episodes, maybe five, but the last one was really, really good.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait now.
Oh, yeah. It's so juicy.
Awesome.
Yeah. So. I'm so excited. I'm so excited we can finally talk about the Treachers.
Yes. Well, and I have always loved Phaedra.
Yes.
And the fact is she's called it the society. She is living it up. Like she is the society of the traitors.
Yeah. She's totally embodied this.
Oh, love it. Life.
Yeah. I love her. I love when the traitors walk with their like hooded capes and their lanterns. Like I just love that part.
I want one. That's what I'm going as for trick or treat this year.
That's such a bad idea. Actually, I love that.
Oh, I'll get on it. We'll make it work.
One other question. Do you watch any of these other shows like The Bachelor, what is Johnny Bananas and these people on? What are they on?
They were on The Challenge, which is basically
what's that?
It's basically like the Road Rules Real World Challenge. You know how they would compete against each other? It's that.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if those people are still on they don't do that those anymore. Yeah. Do they? So I don't know. I feel like the challenge is like the traitors, but for millennials. And
okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Interesting. I do remember Sandra.
Yeah.
I do remember, cause I did watch two seasons of Survivor. I do remember her, but a lot of these people have been on multiple seasons of Survivor.
Yeah.
Too. So it's so interesting. And then obviously we know all the housewives, but. Yeah.
So exciting.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes. Okay. So it's very good. I'm excited. If you haven't started watching it, it's on Peacock.
Yes.
Real easy to watch. Way too
Kate
easy to watch.
Kate Chastain makes an appearance a few episodes in. So
I'm so excited.
This is Below Deck related. Okay.
So it's time for our segment, Join Me in the Wheelhouse, where we decide who needs to see Captain Carrie for a stern talking to. Sarah, who do you choose for this week?
Well, I didn't really want to choose anyone yet.
Yeah.
I feel kind of bad right off the bat choosing someone, but I'm going to go with Jared for being so nervous that he made me nervous and not really leaning into Ben's expertise on the boat. I feel like he should have really asked him more questions and been like, hey, why don't you show all of us how you do the anchor? Why don't you show us how this works? You know, that's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. All right, Jared from Connecticut. Come on up and see Captain
Carrie. Get up here, public school Jared. That's it for this week's episode of Above Deck. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, and please tell a friend. And rate and review us 5 stars only.
Please follow us on Instagram at Above Deck Pod. You can email or leave us a voice memo at abovedeckpod@gmail.com. Until next week, I'm Kelly Busby.
And I'm Sarah Goldman. Thanks for joining us.
A Huda Media Production.
Shoot and skeet. Do you know what that is?
I feel like we used to play that on Duck Hunter.
Yeah. It's like clay pigeons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You that's yell, right. Pool! Right. And then it goes... And then you go, pow. You know, theater of the mind, Sarah. It's all theater of the mind.
Yes.